نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، It is the Friday night and the day of Friday is the most virtuous day from the 7 days of the week. And those people who carry out good deeds on a Friday, and Friday is from Maghrib till Maghrib, so from Maghrib on Thursday until Maghrib on Friday is the Shari'i Friday. And if a person was to carry out good deeds during these 24 hours, Maghrib to Maghrib, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reward a person for that deed and multiply the reward by 70. So the first thing we need to do every Fridays is to make sure that we increase our a'mal and we carry out as many good deeds as possible, just as we do during the month of Ramadan, just as we do when we are in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. When we travel to Makkah Mukarrama, when we travel to Madina Munawwara, our behavior changes. Our attitude towards amal changes. The quality changes and the quantity changes. Similarly, during the month of Ramadan. So Friday is also a blessed day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us full 24 hours full of blessings every week. So as soon as the sun sets on Thursday, our attitude and our behavior should change, and we should become inclined towards carrying out as many amal as possible. Some ulama, some muhakkikin have said that Friday is security for the whole week, just as the month of Ramadan is security for the whole year. So if a person was to utilize Ramadan properly by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstaining from his disobedience, and by behaving correctly like a Muslim, then things will become easy during the remaining 11 months when it comes to following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, if a person was to look after the 24 hours of Friday, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the remaining 6 days easy for him as far as following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. So the very first thing we need to do on a Friday is to make sure that we engage in many good amal as possible. Tahajjud, awabin, salatul duha, more dhikr, more tasbih, more recitation of the Quran, spending more time in the masjid than usual. Number two, we should make sure that we completely abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and la'yani. La'yani is futile activity. La'yani is that activity which neither benefits us in this world nor the hereafter. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, min husni islamil mar'i. It is from the beauty of a person's Islam. That means a person's Islam will become beautiful. تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِهِ. if he was to leave la ya'ni. So from the beauty of a person's Islam is to leave that which is la ya'ni, which has no benefit in this world, no benefit in the hereafter. So we learn from this hadith that if we abstain from la ya'ni, our Islam will become beautiful. And if we engage in la ya'ni, our Islam will not remain beautiful. So abstaining from la ya'ni adorns our Islam. It makes our Islam better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of us should try to abstain from la ya'ni as much as possible throughout our lives. Imam Abu Dawud, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great muhaddith, he said that وَيَكْفِلْ إِنسَانَ لِدِينِهِ أَرْبَعَةٌ, that if a person desires to become religious, and if a person desires to follow the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ease, then he should concentrate on 4 ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If 4 ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if 4 instructions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if 4 teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to come in a person's life, then he would find that the whole deen has come in his life. So these 4 actions will become instrumental in the deen, in the whole deen coming in a person's life. And from amongst 4 things, one is min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, leaving aside la ya'ni. This is how important it is to stay away from la ya'ni, to stay away from futile activities, to stay away from non-profitable activities, to stay away from those things which neither benefit us in this world nor the hereafter. So on a Friday, the first thing we need to do is to make sure that we engage in as many good a'mal as possible. Faraiz, wajibat, as many sunan as possible, as many mustahabbat as possible, as many optional deeds as possible. Increase the quality and the quantity of your ibadat from the remaining 6 days. The second thing we must do is to make sure that no sin is committed. And no engagement in la ya'ni takes place. And number three, send as much salutation upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as possible. Once, twice, thrice, no, 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, 500 times. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that a person should send 300 times, a person should send salutations upon our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at least 300 times daily. So on a Friday this should increase. It should increase to 400, it should increase to 500, it should increase to 600, whatever number. And any salutation, one is the salutation taught to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain by our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we all recite in our Salat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Then there is a short one. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one taught to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most virtuous. So if a person is able to recite that durood 300 times daily, alhamdulillah. If not, then 200 times. If not, then at least 100 times. So 100 times recite the durood, the salutation that we read in our salat, and complete 300 by reciting sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 200 times. And if a person finds that difficult too, because he's very busy, because of lack of time, then he should begin the salutation by reciting at least 3 times the salutation that we recite in salat. And in between, here and there also, after every 10, after every 15, and end the 300 with the 3 salutations, with the salutation that we recite in salat 3 times. So daily 300 times. And on Friday increase it to 400, 500. The target should be 1,000 times. 1,000 times. 100 times the salutation that we read in namaz, in salat. And then 900 times any other formulae. So these are the 3 things that we should try to do. There was a very pious saint, Khaja Bakhtiyar Kaki rahimahullah ta'ala, and it was his habit to send salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 3,000 times every night before retiring to bed. 3,000 times salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before retiring to bed. And this was his continuous practice every day before he would retire to bed. He would send salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 300 times. He was engaged. He was married. And after marriage, for the first week, first 2 weeks, a person remains busy. He becomes very busy. Not that he became neglectful as a result of marriage, that he had more inclination towards his wife than durood-e-paak, than salat ala nabi, than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. He was punctual in regard to all other amal. But like on the day of Eid, we become busy, people coming to meet us, we go to people's homes. Before getting married, 3, 4, 5 days, we become very busy at home. After getting married, people coming to meet us, we go to their homes, we are invited for food. So it slipped out of his mind, and he missed this practice on the first day of marriage. He missed this practice on the second day of marriage. He missed this practice on the third day of marriage. Now, Khaja Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi alayhi was a very pious personality. And the incident that we are discussing at the moment must have been from his young age, because it was before he got married. So before he got married, his practice was to send salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam 3,000 times every day before retiring to bed. He got married. After marriage, the very first day, he missed this practice. He missed this practice the second day. He missed this practice the third day. On this third night, one of his friends, whose name was Ra'is, he saw our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And the ulama are unanimous that when a person sees the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, then he has actually seen the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the dream is a true dream. And the contents of this dream were a proof that it was a true dream. Because Rais was not aware that his friend Khaja Bakhtiar Kaki Rahmatullahi Ali was sending salutations 3,000 times daily before retiring to bed. And even if he was aware of this practice, he was not aware that for the past three nights his friend Khaja Bakhtiar Kaki Rahmatullahi Ali is not sending the prescribed or the allocated salutation upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ra'is saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that tell your friend Khaja Bakhtiar Kaki rahimahullahu ta'ala that the gift that you send to me every night before retiring to bed, it is not reaching me since the last 3 days. Now, if all the listeners would pay attention to me, I would like to mention a very important point here. There are thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people continually sending salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is no shortage of salutations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels perpetually send their salutation upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is sending His salutations. The malaika are sending their salutations and the mu'mineen are sending their salutations. So hundreds of thousands of salutations are reaching Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously, and then there are those people who present themselves at the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madina Munawwara and continually say as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. So one who is being showered with the gift of salutations on a daily basis in hundreds of thousands and millions and billions, if a person's salutation of 3,000 quantity was not to reach him, he should not have felt it. The point that I'm trying to emphasize is that his salutation was so important to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it was being noted that this salutation is coming from Khaja Bakhtiar Kaki rahmatullahi alayhi. So he was a special person. It's like a person who is getting married and he is a very famous person and everybody is gifting him. And the whole room piles up with gift boxes. So those people who are not important to the bridegroom who is getting married or the bride who is getting married and who is receiving all these gifts, if he was not to send any gift, the bride or the bridegroom would not even notice amongst all the dozens of gifts that are piling up in the house. But if somebody is very, very close, a very close friend, best friend, then the bride or the bridegroom will look for the gift that has come from that person, that where is it? So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed the salutations not coming to him from Bakhtiar Kaki rahimahullahu ta'ala, he sent a message through Ra'is. Ra'is saw our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tell your friend that I have not been receiving his regular gift of 3,000 salutations that he sends to me every night for the past three nights. I have not been receiving. So that is a sign that Khaja Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullahi Alayhi was not an ordinary ummati in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one thing we learn is that he was sending 3,000 salutations regularly every day in his prime youth. And the second thing we learn is that right from childhood his upbringing was such and his inclination and effort towards deen was such that during his prime youth he had made his status in the court of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That him not sending salutations was noticed. So my brothers and my sisters, I urge all of you to send salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a regular basis, on a daily basis, at least 300 times with the view of increasing it slowly, slowly. 300, 350, 400, 450, slowly, slowly. And on Friday, increase this quantity even more. If on a regular day of the week we are sending salutations 300 times, then on Friday it should be 400 times. If it is 500 times on a regular day, then on Friday it should be 1,000 times. With this thought, that my salutation is being delivered to my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the malaika who have been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver the salutations of the ummatis to our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will deliver this salutation, and my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will receive the salutation and it will bring him immense pleasure, happiness. And as a result, I will acquire his attention. As a result, I will acquire I will become deserving of special status in his court through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the three points that we need to remember every Friday. Let me change the sequence slightly. Number one, we should make sure. These three points are for whole life, but more so on Friday. So that if we are able to protect and safeguard the day of Friday, then inshallah, that Friday will have an effect in our lives on the following Saturday, on the Sunday, on the Monday, on the Tuesday, on the Wednesday, and on the Thursday. It will secure our whole week, inshallah. So the very first thing is that we should make sure that we do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through major or minor sin, and we do not engage in any layani, especially on Friday, throughout the week, but especially on Friday. Number two, we should try to carry out as many good deeds as possible on a Friday. And number three, we should send as many salutations as possible. The more the better on a Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And I have mentioned this earlier, Friday begins on Thursday at sunset. So from Thursday sunset to Friday sunset is Friday in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.